Stacey Francis Bayman here. Online at flyhawk.com, you can find the full range of their netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netball, and so much more. There are even kit packages that suit everybody, available in sizes UK 4 to 24 and lots of different lengths too. Plus, we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee to try some of the range.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, really good to speak to Emily Nicol about this new NSL 2.0. Emily, firstly, from a fan perspective for the league, I'd suggest it's been needed for quite a bit of time.
Yeah, I think it's a really exciting time, and I think it's also a really good opportunity to engage with not only existing fans, but try and target a new market of fans. I think we definitely still need to tackle that problem of reflecting our participation numbers in netball to spectators, but I think it will just bring a new spotlight on the sport, and we'll hopefully just get that attention on the sport that it's craving.
You know what it's like to play in arenas on a weekly basis with sirens in those home games. We've also seen Mavs are playing at Wembley as well and things like that.
Yeah, I think the opportunity to play at bigger venues is so key. I think it makes it so exciting. Like when we get to play in our big arena games, it's been London Pulse actually the last couple of years that we've played. It just brings such a good atmosphere to the day, and it's a fixture that we always really look forward to. So the fact that the Netball 2.0 is really targeting that bigger venues, and hopefully we can fill it with more spectators, I think that's just such an exciting prospect for the league.
Sirens also as an example, but they've really built that whole fan engagement around the game, haven't they? And it's something that all games will look to achieve moving forward.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, the sirens have now been in the Super League. This will be the 8th season. So it's about familiarity. It's about fans being able to find out the stories behind players, and I think something that side has been really good at in terms of regardless of who's in the team, although we've chopped and changed quite a bit, they really try and tell the story about the player and the person behind the player, which I think fans, female fans in particular, really look to. You can see that other sports have had success with that, with the Lionesses, etc., that fans really enjoy getting to know the players. So I think that's such a key part, and it's about having stability and stuff in the league once you have those teams. I think there's been a lot of teams in the Super League over the number of years, but if we can finally get some consistency with that, it allows people to come familiar, you get your favourites, you understand the rivalries, and that just helps get people interested.
And we've got 2024 as a bit of a run-in, really, but we know that the fan engagement is already there, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. I think there's a lot of buzz about what the league's going to look like this year, and obviously Claire Nelson's now stepped into her role as the managing director, and obviously we're very familiar with her from a Scottish background, so we know what she's done at a Scottish level, and I think it's going to be a really good opportunity and a really good appointment because I know her experience that she has with fan engagement. So I know that she'll be tapping into all the expertise that she had, not only up here in Scotland, but with the connections that she's made from other teams. I know that she worked closely with Debbie Hallis at Thunder to work out what they were doing, what worked well. And I think it definitely needs to be a focus on that collaborative effort across the teams. Sometimes you can feel like in the background, you need to go away and do your individual thing as a franchise, but actually there really is that strength in numbers. And the more that we can do together to get fan engagement overall for the sport will ultimately help us all individually as well.
She's really going to excel at this, isn't she?
Yeah, definitely. Claire could sell ice to the Eskimos. She's very persuasive and very passionate. And I think it will just bring that new energy into the sport. And it's just a really perfect time really for this appointment to be made. And it allows the Super League also that focus. At times it's hard to balance between, England Netball have international obligations that they need to focus on, but setting up this role for Claire is just going to be a really good opportunity for the Super League to really harden down and nail down what does the strategic plan look like for professionalising the game.
And finally, as a player, what kind of reassurances does it give you in 2025?
Yeah, I think obviously there is a bit of uncertainty in terms of the franchises have to go through the re-tendering process. So what that will look like, I don't know, but it is a really good opportunity for players, first of all, to move. And it will also make the league more competitive because there'll be a higher number of players vying for places. But it is just a really, for as long as I can remember, I've wanted to be a professional netballer and what that looks like. We're obviously only at the start of it, so it's going to be a long-term project to probably get it to where we want it to be. But the fact that the sport is making these big decisions, long-term decisions, is really exciting because it shows that we're aspirational and we really want to push on and we're not just happy to settle for what we've got. And I think that obviously reflects the ambitions and the values of the players that play the game. You know, we're never happy with just settling for our performances. We're constantly looking to push on. So, you know, I'll welcome any opportunity to get better, to be more competitive and push the sport on. So it is hugely exciting, and it's just going to be interesting to see where this takes us. Obviously, it's going to be hugely dependent on investment and franchises being able to have a look at what they can offer. But overall, the idea behind it is really exciting. And I say it's just now getting that plan in place, which I think they've got. It's just working through it in terms of how does it actually look in practice. But massive, it's a huge opportunity for the sport and one not to be missed because it's probably taking too long to get to this point. But yeah, it's the start of the process and very exciting.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.